Merry War.
Just like it sounds, Merry War.
Uh-huh. And look on that, and if it hasn't changed, now I haven't seen it in several years, mm-hmm. but they do have it. And see what it says, soap making. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to use old grease. You can use a bio lard. You can use anything.
Well, I've seen them make it here. When you always make it, they made it up directly out of the lard renderance. I've seen
that whatever that was left of the burnt. Except it was burnt. It don't matter if it's burnt or whatever it is. It comes out the prettiest, clearest shit.
It poured
off.
Well,
you see, lye was a bleach anyhow. Mm-hmm. You know, bleaches. Oh, dear.
I was amazed. I've been up to this Ozark Folk Festival thing they have at
Mountain View.
Mm-hmm. I've been up there about three or four times. Used to go quite a bit, but mm-hmm. kind of got a little big now. They had folks out there doing all those old-timey things. Yeah. And I thought, heck, they do that right there at home. Yeah.
I could go out my backyard.
Yeah. Now, I hope that we haven't chased you off of what you were talking about.
Oh, no. Any other
question? That's kind of...
Started out talking about the house, and we went from that to
the
hog thing, but that mm-hmm. was fine. I was going to come to that mm-hmm. anyway. I was going to ask you about the soldering, if you had done that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I was curious about was you were telling me that, now, like, even though you lived in town, that your family did keep hogs. And I was going to ask you, did they also keep cows?
Oh, yes. Mr. Abbott had a raft of cows along the beach.
Well, this wasn't really in town then.
But this wasn't town then. Uh-huh. See, town was up yonder along about... that's where the light is.
All right, what about on Franklin? Did your mother and...
We had cows and we sold sweet milk and buttermilk and had good old home butter. Mm-hmm. We had a garden.
Mm-hmm.
We had a rose garden. We had flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had chickens in our yard.
Mm-hmm. Well, where did you keep your cows?
Well, we had... when they put the no-fence law in, which I think must have been around 19 and 14 or somewhere along in there, we had to keep her in a barn. Mm-hmm. In a lot, fastened up. She was a real good Jersey. Cow. That's a brand of a cow,
mm-hmm.
a certain brand, and
everybody
in town had to keep them up.
Uh huh. And but you would milk your cow for your own use.
No, yes. Yes.
Well, what would they milk the cow? What would you put
hand
the milk
in a bucket.
In a bucket.
Yeah.
What would the bucket be made of?
Aluminum most of the time. Aluminum was better. Now. Mm-hmm. The old timey tin lard bucket was many times used. A Jersey cow doesn't give as much milk as other cows do.
Mm-hmm.
We had 11 head of cows when we come here.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them was Holsteins, mm-hmm. and that's where you got the bull.
Yeah, you got rid of them when he started buying.
My father didn't milk, my mother milked. She was on one milk. She wouldn't let us milk at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we was always, she was afraid that a cow would kick us or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they do get cantankerous. Mm-hmm. But this was a real low Jersey, a real good Jersey cow. We had Betsy's daughter, and we had Grandma Betsy. We'd have four or five cows at one time. But we finally had to deliver it in a little wagon, and feed got high, and we just gradually quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they were talking about male cows, when you were growing, what did they call them?
They were bulls.
Well, did when you were young, did you ever hear, now this is something that my mother was talking about, she could remember it, that they would not say that in front of a woman.
That's right.
Can you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
what would they say instead?
We had a lady that lived out this end of town here, and you'd see her ever so often walking her Jersey cow up here to a place where they had several cows and a bull, uh-huh. and she'd leave it three or four days, and she'd come back,
she'd walk back.
Yeah. Now, that's what people would do.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they wanted to, like if a woman, for example, wanted to, like that woman, if
she was a widow. She was a widow.
Oh, she was a widow. Mm-hmm. If she wanted to ask about a bull, what would she have said instead if she wasn't supposed to say that word? I mean, you know.
Well, it's time to bring my cow. She's ready. Just about what they'd say. I don't know. I didn't ever experience any of that. But always had all the livestock that we had, and he took care of all such as that. Well, I never could milk at all.
Oh, you never did do anything?
No, Mama never, she never, I pinched the udder instead of trying to there's a certain manipulation. I pinched my fingernails and cut it. And you're not supposed to do that. It's the pressure of the fingers that, you know how you decide to milk something out of something. Well, that's the way it is. But I never did.